make $1 million fundraising goal. Thank you very much. WBAI is indeed back. Once again, I'm Andrea Sears in New York for the WBAI listener-supported news.
This is WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. Our marathon is over. Our fundraising drive is over. We have raised $1,016,970 in pledges. And if you made a pledge, please make sure to pay that pledge. More important than it's ever been. Stay tuned with Mike Fader for Mike Fader with Hard Work, or with Mike Fader for Hard Work. Who wants to hear that story from the beginning? I do. The machinery around here is really bad. I guess I'm allowed to say that now without getting fired. I did the last time I said that, I almost got fired. Not that I was ever hired, but I got suspended. In fact, that's why I tell you to pay your pledges, because we only have one CD machine working that we can use readily. One of them is so old it's not even working anymore. And a record player missing needles. Our phones don't work. We need hundreds of thousands of dollars of new equipment around here. So do pay your pledge. And now we'll take it from the top. Okay, WBAI.
WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. This is Mike Fader with Hard Work. If you're just tuning in, our marathon, this is what we call our fundraising drive, is over. It is over. It was over as of around 5:30 this afternoon. And the total raise was approximately $1,017,000 in pledges. And as I mentioned before, you must pay your pledge. If you've ever been lazy about it before, or let it go, or let it linger, or thought differently, don't mess around this time. Pay your pledge. When you get a bill, whatever it is, send a check off immediately. The equipment in this place is almost dead and gone. About six people in the last 20 minutes coming in out of master control have tripped over the edge of where the rug meets the door. It's completely ripped up. The nothing really, after it had been installed here, starting about 3 years ago, has been replaced, repaired, or fixed in any way. And we are way overdue for money to do this. So part of the money, I presume, I hope just a small part of the money that you all pledge during the fundraising drive will go towards the Washington office to help pay off some emergency debts to keep us from going bankrupt and the whole system going under. And I'm assuming, or hoping that is, that most of the money that you pledge goes right straight to this radio station to pay some salaries, which are perhaps overdue, and to immediately upgrade the equipment. If I come in here in the next couple of weeks and it isn't already upgraded, I'll begin to wonder, and so should you, whether or not your money is actually coming to the station. So pay attention. This is your radio station. To the extent that you're not on the air, of course, it is not your radio station. Or that you don't work here, it's not your radio station. But that you listen to it, and that we don't take any commercial sponsors, it is your radio station. We do, in fact, when people say we take only your money supports us, that is not exactly true. And this is something else that we should be working on. For over 25 years here at BAI, we've taken, or at the Pacifica Foundation, all five stations, maybe 30 years for all I know, but I think it's closer to 25 years, we have taken about 15% of our budget, which is a lot. I think it was between 10 and 15% at one point, but now it's up to 15% or more of our budget, which on the national level is something like $1.5 million, $1.2 million, I forget which, from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which is a governmental agency. I don't know what misguided person ever decided to do that, but it was a terrible mistake. In addition to having no connection whatsoever to anything corporate or commercial, we should have no connection whatsoever, not one tiny bit, not one red cent, as they used to say in the old days, from the government of the United States. Ever, no matter who it is, even if it's an apparently liberal government, it makes no difference whatsoever, because the government of the United States is not particularly different, except for the slight hitch that goes on during the course of one day every fall, every 4 years, where we vote. Other than that, the government of the United States is owned about 95% lock, stock, and barrel by the corporations. This is easily seen when you looked at the conventions from the summer before this summer, the Democratic and Republican convention. The figure was something like $30 million from corporations went to sponsor and support and provide equipment and phone lines and God knows whatever else, including car rides and dinners to all the people at Democratic convention. This is the Democrats. And something like $50 million to the Republicans, because apparently they eat more expensive food or something or other. In any case, I hope that the people who are now running the Pacifica Foundation and therefore the beloved People's Radio Station, WBAI, get it through their heads that however they can do it, they immediately cancel any relationship we have to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We do not need their money. We do not want their money. We should not have their money. So, finally, one day, I have never been on the air here when I could get on during a fundraising drive and say to you, the station exists solely on your money, because it never has, as far as I know, except way back in the early days. And I would love to be able to say that again. I'd like to be able to say that we are totally free of any connection, because it is, as I've mentioned once before, it is partially that connection that that landed us in the kind of trouble that we've been in for the last couple of years, where corporate interests tried to take over this network and are still suing us to get money, which they tried to steal for themselves in the first place. So we, that is to say, you have to pay careful attention, as someone who is on in the morning here often says, to what's going on at your radio station. Now, what you should understand is, and we've been telling you this for 10, 20, 30 years, your station, it's the people's radio station, it's your radio station. You are the owners of this radio. Well, in fact, our doors are open now, and I suppose with the correct civility, you know, a phone call, an appointment, and if you are an investor in this radio station, if you are a subscriber to this radio station, you have the right to examine our books. That happens with all nonprofit corporations. Imagine walking into the American Red Cross on Amsterdam Avenue and 67th Street and saying, excuse me, I would like to look at your books, please. I'm very busy. So whip them out. I have my accountant here. I have a magnifying glass, anything that I need to have. Now, well, you know, if you're allowed to look at our books and you're allowed to find out where the money goes. If we raise money, you should be able to find out where the money goes. Now, we have not published what we call our program guide called the Folio for a couple of years now, which is a damn shame. It seems to me as listeners, and I guess what I'm doing is telling you or reminding you what your rights are as listeners. We're always telling you what your responsibility is. You get all this great information and some entertainment from WBAI, and we ask you, since we pour this out 24/7, that you should give us money during our fundraising drive. And, you know, that, I think that's a fair exchange. Most of us who do this labor here down here don't get paid. But it's a fair exchange for what you get back. I always thought it was. I have I subscribed to this radio station for something like about 25 years, and I stopped about 9 years ago or so. Even when I subscribed for several years when I was on the air, I haven't done it in a while, and there are various reasons for that. But my wife subscribes, so the family subscribes, right? And almost all my friends subscribe. But you have there's more than just that contract. You know, we give you programming and you give us money. That's fair enough. I think that's pretty far. That's how it should go. But in fact, I think you deserve more than that. You should, like, for instance, if we have any kind of fundraising event, like boat rides or parties or fundraisers anywhere, and, you know, there's every reason, you have every reason to demand as an investor in the station, if you are one, if you have pledged money to the station, to know, in fact, what people get paid down here, where the money goes, how it's accounted for. So, you know, just keep aware of that. And also, there will be changes in programming. Now, I'm not somebody who's, there's this awful word that people use all the time around here now. It's a kind of a left newspeak word. It's called transparency. Remember those little men and women that can you still buy those little plastic men and women? I used to love, what was that? I was a teenager, I think, when they first came out. I was 17 or 16. They used them for anatomical sort of toys, where they had completely nude, although without actual genitals, in the good old-fashioned 1950s way, models of men and women. Remember those? And they had different colors for the veins and the arteries, and you could see muscle structure. And I loved those things. In fact, it was one of the few times that I had any exposure to sex when I was a kid. Except, of course, for the classic National Geographic, where you were allowed to look at women's breasts as long as they were not white. So those were the two the major ways that you could see anything pornographic in Queens in the 1950s. Except I don't know what you were doing. That's how it was where I lived. So they had these figures that were transparent. You could see right through people. I could see right through you. I know, I could see right through you. And so this word is used now all the time, transparent. We must have transparency. Presumably, all of us are going to be seen right through. Everybody's going to be able to see right through everybody here. So that'll be interesting. I suppose the thinner of us will be able to be seen through easier than the ones who aren't. So there's some advantage to having weight. But transparency... Yeah, well, you know, I mean, transparency. Why do I object to that word? Because it's just language. It just doesn't. I have a kind of a perfectionist tick when it comes to using certain words, and transparency is a pretty silly word, I think. How about honesty? Honesty is a good old-fashioned word. That's a transparent word, right? It's transparent what it means. So, in any case, just to wind up this little thought here, you have pledged money. We have asked you to invest in this station. You have every right to know what goes on here. And that is, of course, as I say, based on just civil behavior. You know, you can't just stomp in here with your beating a cat in your buttons and your old hippie stuff and say, I want to liberate the books. Now, you can, you know, call up, say who you are, say you're a subscriber and you want to make an appointment and come look at it. If you want to, you can do that. I could say to you that from now on, there will be more honesty at the station than there was in the last 13 months when these villains took over. I don't know if that's true. I'm presuming. I take it for granted it's true. I mean, the people who are down here are more honest than the people who are not here now, who got thrown out of here and who justly deserved to be thrown out of here. They lied to you all the time. They lied to us who worked here all the time. But, for instance, one good example of how there is more honesty here immediately at BAI is we were telling you what our goal was, which what we had done for decades. And people had stopped doing for the last 13 months because it was none of your business. The arrogance of the people who were here before was astounding. Is there arrogance now? Is there dishonesty of various sorts here now? I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is. Everybody here is human like everybody else. And we have to keep a watch. And mentioning that leads me on to something maybe even a little bit more deep and philosophical, if that was at all, is that... there are lessons to be learned from everything. There are lessons to be learned from it. I'm a big fan of following the flow, the ebb and flow of history. And if you're just tuning in, this is Mike Fader. This is Hard Work. Our fundraising drive is over, so you won't hear me yelling at you for money tonight. This is the first program after the news, after the marathon, where we start doing our regular business here, which is to broadcast information and hopefully entertainment and arts programming, of which there is a dearth, should pardon the expression, on BAI. There is a tremendous imbalance between information and talk programming here and pure, what I would call, free-form or arts programming. And so we'll see if that gets addressed in the future. And that's one of the things you should be, if you're interested and you pledge on programs like mine, make us think about it. You know, call up the program director, write to people down here. People should pay attention to you now because they say that that's what they're intending to do because the people before who took the place over were not paying attention. So take them at their word, the people who have been telling you that for the last 2.5 weeks. People are accountable, and they should be held accountable for what you hear on the air and for how the station gets run. Get involved. We are going to have something which we never had before, which is, to me, a kind of a revolutionary thing in radio, which shouldn't be that way at all, of course, because the FCC was installed to protect the airwaves for the people. Okay, I'll wait till everybody gets over laughing themselves sick about that. And in fact, BAI, in my mind, has always been dedicated to that idea, more or less, and far more than any other radio station that has ever existed, you know, except for maybe the other Pacifica stations. So this is the people's radio station. When I say that, it means the airwaves belong to you. So, in fact, taking that even a step further, we are going to have elections for our local advisory board. Now, the local advisory board here, every nonprofit organization like BAI, and we are devotedly nonprofit. I mean, we would drop dead if we made a profit around here. That was part of the reason why everybody was so terrified and outraged by the people who grabbed this place over the last couple of years, who were thrown out recently, because they were more interested in numbers and profit than they were in actually truth and programming. So we are back to that now. But we need to understand why it is. Now, history always works this way, is that something stays in power. It could be good or bad, but let's say a democracy stays in power. And there are all kinds of corny sentiments that we've heard and phrases that we've heard over the years, some of them more aptly put by people. But you need really to have eternal vigilance if you're in a democracy. And one of the reasons for that is because, in my opinion, Now, I wouldn't say in my opinion anymore, because obviously everything I say here is my opinion, so... I'll say in my opinion when I'm talking to people privately, so it doesn't seem like I'm too aggressive. But the radio is a different animal, right? So it seems to me that democracy is an artificial concept which we have envisioned here in this country, and the structure of this country is based on it, and the theoretical ethic of the United States is democracy. And that is really, in some ways, an unnatural concept for human beings. Most units of organization, like families, clubs, groups, gangs, the military, corporations, almost every imaginable grouping of human beings, whether large or small, usually runs in a kind of non-democratic way. That is to say, there is a head of the family, or a general, or a president, or a CEO. I mean, even the government of the United States is run that way. It is an unnatural idea, and of course it never was true in the beginning, that all men, when they said created equal, that's true enough. But certainly all men and women were not created equal in terms of their rights in the United States. You couldn't vote if you didn't own land. You couldn't vote if you were a woman. You couldn't vote if you were black, unless you were especially freed and owned property. This is the way it went, right? So America was never equal to begin with. But here's the essential concept of it. And why do I bring this up? Not to wander too far afield. Oh, why not? As I wander, you know. But I've always felt that BAI was a perfect expression of an imperfect system, which is to say democracy. What did Winston Churchill say? Democracy is a terrible system of government, but it's better than any other kind. Absolutely, Winston. That fat little guy really knew where it was at. Isn't that high tone to say that? So what's the essence of democracy is that it goes against, in a way, human nature. And what it does is it bases a government, extraordinarily enough, on what we hope we should be, or what we think would be the better part of ourselves as people. Now, that's basically inventing a government and trying to run an actual government and a society based on a wish and a hope and a yearning for us all to be the best we can be. That's not very realistic. Now, if you look at the people who are in power right now, these murderers and thieves and terrorists, and I'm not talking about the people overseas, I'm talking about the people in Washington, these astounding thieves and murderers and conspirators that are in power right now, if you look at them, you see that they have no interest whatsoever in democracy. Ashcroft and Cheney and all these baboons and buffoons who are in the Republican Party in the Senate and the Congress, these people, they merely once in a while will say something to please people to give them the impression. And they'll wave a flag and say that they'll visit someplace like a welfare mother's center, and later on they'll go take a steam bath and they'll get deloused and have a few brandies and fly back in their private plane and try to get over it. But it is merely the merest of lip service. And it's interesting to see when you look at people like Cheney and Bush, this poor fool, and you look at Condoleezza Rice and you look at the Treasury Secretary and all these people, and Ashcroft especially, they have no interest in the principles upon which this country was founded. No interest whatsoever. They think it's a big, sick, stupid joke that people should be equal. Equality is almost, equality in a way is almost an unachievable thing. And yet, for instance, in a marriage, in a relationship, that's what you try to work for almost every day, is a certain kind of flowing, adjustable equality. If you don't have equality in a relationship with a friend, or with a partner or somebody you're married to, you really can't have a decent relationship. It's hard to speak in these ways without using words like transparency and evolve. But the point is this, that equality, and you know this from your own relationships, equality is one of the most difficult things for human beings to produce in any kind of relationship, whether it's one people, four people, 10 people. For instance, I'm on the mailing list now of a subcommittee of the local advisory board, and there's something like 12, 15, 18 people on this list. Maybe there's 25 people on this list. Some are members of the board. Some are people like me, producers, some heads of various organizations called Concerned Friends for BAI. Most of them are trying to tear each other's throats out now. There are one or two nutty troublemakers and people who have actually very small concept of democracy on here. And people are taking sides. They're arguing. They're bopping each other over the head. I mean, it doesn't take much for people to go for the throat. It's a question of survival of the fittest. The Republicans believe, and these people who are in power now clearly believe and are of the opinion, that democracy is something for daydreamers, children, weaklings, perhaps sick people and old people. My father used to say that my father, who was an ex-communist from City College when it was a big thing to be a communist at City College back in the 30s and 40s, especially in the 30s, my father used to say later on when he became an executive in a company that communism is created on this principle, that it was created by people who have nothing, and they want to share everything. He said, well, of course they want to share everything because they have nothing and you have something. That way they get something and you have to give up something. They lose nothing. Why wouldn't you want to share? Johnny has six apples. You have none. Let's have a commune. Then we'll each have three apples. Well, do you lose something if you give up three of your six apples? Well, that's up to you to figure out. We here, us communists at BAI, generally don't tend to think so. But it is unnatural. What we're doing here is the most American thing that a radio station could be doing, which is to give expression to as many people who don't have a means of expression as possible. What we're striving to do is unnatural in most organizations, in most situations. I mean, you walk down the street, people shuffle and move and bump and stare each other down. There's always a top dog somewhere, almost in any given situation, on the street, on the corner, in a shop, in an office. And you know this, right? Where you work. Let's say you're a teacher, or you're a teacher and you work in a public school or a private school. Tell me if there's not a clique or a group of people or a powerful person who doesn't run a department or the whole school itself or the union. Yeah, if you're in a union. Have you ever been in a union? A union is kill or be killed. People say brother and sister in unions all the time, but there's always one big brother or one big sister who generally runs things. That's the way it goes. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's bad. But most of us seem to be under the impression, as Americans, since we were brought up that way and we studied the Constitution and Declaration of Independence, our history, and people at BAI, which is why a lot of people sometimes dismiss BAI. Take the New York Times, please. The New York Times, this puffed up, arrogant institution, you know, all the news that's fit to print, they exist in the American system as a newspaper. Only really because there is the right to free speech. But when a station like WBAI comes under attack from people who have no interest in free speech and who try to suppress it, our fellow media colleague, the New York Times, which is aware enough of BAI, of its existence, ignores the entire dispute. It's just a dispute. A lot of people in the mainstream of society, not really paying close attention to BAI, not to say that a lot of things you hear in BAI aren't stupid and perverse and deliberately troublemaking and childish and boring, having gotten that out of my system. A lot of what you hear on BAI is something that you, as we often say, literally cannot hear anywhere else. That is, somebody like me, I would never be able to get on NYC, and believe me, they've told me that, or ABC or any place else. Even on Minnesota Public Radio. I once sent a tape to Minnesota Public Radio, and I picked out one of the most mild tapes I could find of me talking about, I don't know, a trip I took to the zoo with my father or something or other. And they wrote me a letter and said, thank you very much for your tape. We cannot consider you for Minnesota Public Radio. We really do feel that your material is too New York and too raw. So here I am on WBAI, right? Where else am I going to be? And where else are most of the people on BAI going to be but on BAI? Are there fools here? Yes. Are there children here? Yes. Are there incomprehensible, inarticulate morons here? Absolutely. We're like your family. We're like your radio station. You know, we're like your job. We're like your union. We're like your block. We're like everybody else, right? Are there people here who are brilliant? Are there people here who are
People here who are articulate, people here who say things you can't hear anywhere else in the most extraordinary way. Absolutely. This really is a more pure expression of democracy in action of this radio station than anything you're liable to hear anywhere else. And I know this sounds like what I say when I'm raising money, but this is for free. This is without money. This is not requiring you to pay for my remarks. This is what I've always believed about this place. Now, in my opinion, BAI and in general, BAI, as in most radio stations have in general, and as most television stations and most media organizations, as you can see, has shrunk its artistic content to a very, very low level compared to, like, for instance, if you pick up the New York Times. When I used to read the New York Times in the 50s and 60s and even the 70s, the arts and entertainment section was as big or bigger than the business section. The business section wasn't that large. Now we have a gigantic business section and a very small art section, including we have an automobile section, we have a home and style section, a dining out section. Now and then we have world business. So the assumption of power by commercial interests, the assumption of the general American public that they seem to want to hear, and by media organizations that the public wants to hear, endless talk, endless information, and even if BAI is part of this. BAI, and it's almost like a historical movement, so there's no sense in saying it's wrong or right, although I have my opinions about it, which I'll obviously express. But BAI has also gone along with this general flow of how the media is on the radio, no matter that we are a different radio station from all the rest, or we are a free speech radio station and we don't have corporate interests, we are still overwhelmed, like a tidal wave here, with information programming and with talk radio. To my mind, that has to be remedied, and it should be remedied, but it may never be, and not for a long time, if ever. There are historical cycles. That's the way things go. The same for the New York Times. We're shrinking art section, increasing business and news section. The same for any one of the TV stations you see. Endless people having endless debates about information to the point where it all seems indigestible. Well, you don't even understand what they're saying anymore. It's a world where people are murdering each other. It's a world where people are starving to death. It's a world where the strong are terrorizing the weak. It's a world where, for instance, even in our own country, the people who run our government are stealing billions of dollars from us. They are creating wars, literally creating wars. Michael Moore was on TV the other night, and he mentioned that the Bush administration was meeting at the highest level with the Taliban in August. This is something that Michael Moore didn't pick up in his cracked brain or anything. This is something that comes from the New Yorker or the New York Times. So the Bush administration, this is one simple, there are a dozen examples like this, was meeting with the Taliban in August to see if they could work out getting permission to put a gigantic oil, or is it a gas pipeline, across Afghanistan from Tajikistan, where there were tremendous reserves of gas and oil. Now, you might have seen a little blip, a little piece of information about that in the New York Times. You might have read a story about that in the New Yorker, and it came and went. Now, the Taliban, obviously, turned down the Bush administration's desire, and that is to say, when I say the Bush administration, I don't mean the average Republican in Queens or the average person in Iowa, or, I don't know, did you vote for Bush? I don't mean the average voter who makes, you know, $25,000 or $35,000 or $85,000 a year. I don't mean that person. I mean this small group of murderous, rich, arrogant, contemptible people who own our government at this present time. These people are oil and gas billionaires and millionaires. So they meet with these people who theoretically now are the most evil people that ever lived, part of the evil axis. The only evil axis, I mean, there are evil axes in the world, but the first time I ever encountered an evil axis was in my 1959 Studebaker, which I thought was a good car. The guy at the used car lot told me it was a good car, but it had an evil axis, and it broke down at midnight once on New Year's Eve on the 59th Street Bridge, and it was 16 degrees out. But that's another story for another time when I start doing my regular show again. When I say regular, what I mean to say is that BAI has now raised its money for its fundraising pledge drive.
We have raised approximately $1,018,000 in a period of about 15 or 16 days, which is quite extraordinary considering the chaos that we've come out of. And we have to keep raising a lot of money for the next year or two to get even with our almost bankrupt state. So pay your pledges if you pledge. But now here we are after the war. It's après la guerre. Like my French accent? Of course you don't, because it's terrible. But I was never very good at accents. I can understand languages very well, actually. I always pick them up quick. But that's comprehension. I cannot speak accents very well. So we are now through with our marathon and our fundraising drive. Now, you understand if you've been following the, as the New York Times has paid no attention to this, you understand that in the last 14 months, BAI has gone through a literal shooting war. And people, there has been violence, there has been money spent, there have been private detectives hired by one side, there have been protests and pickets and just the most astounding thing, lawsuits. Now, for a month, the people who were thrown out of here, and a lot of the audience that was thrown off, thrown out of here too, has come back. So it's been only a month after 13 horrible months of the worst sorts of people running this place and on the air, and you heard it if you heard it. And that's, so we're back now, and we rode in on a crest of a lot of people rode in on this crest of joy and exuberation and triumphant ecstasy, right? And that has peaked today, absolutely peaked today, when we raised, I think, about $100,000 in one day, obviously from listeners who were starved for the programs and the personalities that they had been used to listening to and had missed. And the very tone of BAI was like a prison camp here, and you could hear it in our voices for those of us who stayed around for most of the time, or all of the time. It was horrible to work here. It was like working in a prison camp. There were security cameras, there were security guards, big, mean, nasty people looking at you every second to see if you said the wrong thing or the right thing. Actually, literally sometimes staring through the glass at you while you're in the studio. Amazing conditions to work under. So now, after this tremendous, triumphant return, now what? Now what? I say pay very close attention to the way BAI sounds starting this evening, starting tomorrow. The entire pivot, speaking of axis, the entire thing is going to turn on a pivot starting tomorrow. This is a new part of the ebb and flow of life. It flowed back in here for the last month, and it was flowing very strongly before that, building up like a big tidal wave. Flowed back in here. The breaker crashed over the heads of the people who were here. They got thrown out, thank God. And now the water will have to find a new level. It will have to settle. And it'll be fascinating to see what happens. We've already had tremendous shakeups internally here, which is inevitable in any kind of organization that gets retaken, you know, by the revolutionaries. And many people were laid off or fired or took buyout packages. You will not hear certain voices on the air, thank God, that you heard for the last several months before, mid-January, for the last year before mid-January. You will, but there will be programs that you listen to now or that you might want to listen, that you've gotten used to listening to. You may not hear them anymore. And some people here will probably drift away. We don't know what the place is going to sound like, but one thing that I know it sounds like already, and that it seems to me that it's going to continue to sound like, disturbs me, and that is far too much information programming. Now, what was I saying? Yes, there are people being murdered everywhere. There are people being poisoned, stolen from, badgered, beleaguered. Our civil rights are being stepped all over. This is an emergency situation, if there ever was one. Well, it was in Vietnam, too. It was during Vietnam. We were in a war. We were being beat up on the streets. People were breaking, the FBI was breaking into people's houses. People were being beat up and locked up all over the place. People were dying over in Vietnam on both sides. And yet, at the same time, BAI, which was instrumental in helping to actually stop a war, instrumental in the battle for prisoners' rights in the 60s and 70s, women's rights, gay lib, you named it. BAI was at the absolute forefront. Other radio stations, newspapers used to call us up here at BAI and ask us for our sources and for tapes of our stories. We had twice the audience and twice the membership that we have now and that we had even before this coup happened about a year and a half ago.
Somehow we managed to have bread and roses. You know this old song, Bread and Roses? And what do people fight for? Yes, it's a life and death struggle, but is it necessary? I'm asking this as a question, and I think it's a question we should all ask as listeners to this radio station. Do we want to hear information and talk radio 90% of the time on BAI? I don't. It, you know, I think it's vital. I think it's essential. A show like Amy Goodman's literally saves lives, and many of the programs on this station do. But how is it we were able to function in the course of an entire society being turned upside down, fighting in the streets, warfare everywhere, people locked up by the thousands, riots, wars, with a tremendous 50-50 balance between free form, that is to say the kind of program that I do, people who had personalities which apparently were interesting to people because they could speak well and had somewhat of a broad mind. I take the liberty of saying that I have that. And who knew how to speak and who had a sense of humor. Why is it that we had people like me half the time and people like our award-winning news programs in those days and our information programs? Why is it we were able to maintain that half-and-half balance? And to me, that was the secret of what put BAI on the map. Listen carefully now. Listen carefully now over the next several months to see what BAI sounds like. Is it going to go back to business as usual where there was an overbalance of information and talk programming and not enough roses? That is to say, you know, yeah, you need bread to live. Sure, you die without bread. You can't eat roses. But what's the point of living if you can't smell a rose or look at it or even lie down and just sort of take in the aura of a beautiful red rose or a yellow rose? What is the point? I'm taking this metaphor to a Hallmark level. What is the point? What is the point? The Russians, even the Russians, robotic, insane Soviet Russians during World War II under Stalin and Khrushchev and everybody else, even they were in the midst of their whole country being overrun by some of the worst monsters that ever lived and had to fight for their lives, tooth and claw, people starving to death. Even they understood the need for their troops, for instance, to get drunk, to have sex, to sing songs, to recite poetry, to read books, you know, from time to time. You have to remember from time to time, in the midst of the battle, in the midst of the struggle, what it is that you're fighting for. You're not fighting just to fight. And, of course, this is what happens, and it often happens to people at BAI and to BAI itself. Goes through these periods. And I think it's going through a period like that right now. And there needs to be a balance reestablished here. And that's up to you, the listener, to guarantee. You've pledged your money. You've invested. You want to hear. Now, if you want to hear, I mean, after all, this really, if we say this is a Democratic or a radio station, a people's radio station, if you want to hear information and talk and investigative reports coming straight at your nose and at your face and your ears in the midst of what you see as an endless, relentless struggle, well, then good for you. Then that's what you're going to get. And that's okay. Yeah, that's okay. But I think in the midst of a war, even in the midst of a war, except in the most extreme cases, like if you're literally locked in a concentration camp and people are getting ready to kill you every minute, nobody's cracking jokes and nobody's singing songs. They hardly have the energy to do that. They're being worked to death. But let's say you're even just in an army, like BAI is a kind of an army of alternative truth to counter the astounding lies, duplicities, and superficiality of most of American media. Even in the midst of a war, the strugglers have to take a break. The strugglers need something to entertain them, and it needs special entertainment, not just any old junk. It needs stuff that's really human and really gets down to a personal level. The people on the Lower East Side when they came over here, my ancestors, people who came over here in the 1890s and 1900s, worked 7 days a week, worked like dogs, 12 hours a day, lived in tenements. There was a human congestion. There were more people to the square foot in the Lower East Side of New York City at the time, around the turn of the century, 1900s, than there were in any other place in the entire world. Lived under conditions that people who live in poverty now couldn't even imagine. The most astounding conditions, right? And worked 7 days a week, had no rights whatsoever, no unions, nothing, absolutely nothing. Got treated like dirt by the average cop and politician. And these people, when they had an extra free half hour or an extra hour in the course of the week, would go to lectures, would go to plays, would go to musical shows, would argue vehemently over a poem. This is what you need. You need to remember. You, after a while, what happens is, and you can hear this in some of the people on the air here, as well-meaning and as brilliant as they might be sometimes, is that they live to struggle. That struggle is everything to them. They're kind of workaholic soldiers. Their cause is just, and the cause is right. And we are fighting a fight here. But we need to remember always, it's not just fighting. Life is not just fighting. And this is something I'm going to be talking about in the next couple of months, because I have recently myself, why am I bringing this up? I guess recently because I have gotten into, slipped back, regressed back into kind of one of my typical old moods, which I used to carry around with me most of my life, especially through my 30s and 40s, which I was angry all the time. That's what it was. Angry all the time. I used to get into fights with people, shove people, push people, throw people up against walls, scream and yell, pound on doors, whenever I felt I was wronged, especially by someone in authority. Well, of course, BAI is the place for me. Now, just because BAI is informed by a kind of perversity, is informed by a group of people selectively who have come down here who are angry for one reason or another at authority, and this may be a psychological problem, does not ever negate the fact that most of what you hear on this radio station is true information that you will never be able to hear anywhere else. So it's a complex mix. And once again, I abjure you. So go look it up. I abjure you to send money to this radio station if you pledge money to this radio station. And you don't have to wait for a fundraising drive. Anytime you are moved, is that you, Noel? Is that you out there? Anytime you are moved to send money about to BAI for some show you heard that truly moved you, you want to send in a $20 contribution or a $50 contribution if you have any extra money during the course of a week, and you hear a show that's inspiring to you, or a course or a group of shows, anything like that, just call the number here, 27, no, that's the old number at BAI at 35th Street. That's how old I am. I'm an archaeological dig, speaking out loud. Call the number here, 209-2800 during business hours, 209-2800 from, let's say, 10 to 4, and find out how you can send money to this radio station. You don't have to wait for the fundraising drive. Send money whenever you feel particularly inspired by a week of good programming or a series of good programming or even one good inspirational programming. And what I was mentioning before with the New York Times was they should really be ashamed of themselves, those arrogant bastards over at the New York Times. Truly ashamed of themselves. They are living, in a way, based on a foundation of what this station represents. We are the ones who get out in front. You know, I love to watch hockey now. I was just watching hockey in the studio here before the show went on, because America is playing Russia tonight. That's right. We're playing the Ruskies, so we'll see who wins. And this is for the gold medal on Sunday. Whoever wins gets to play the Canadians. And it's exciting, let me tell you. I know you're all big hockey fans. That's why I mentioned it. But what's interesting is there's always a couple of guys that a hockey team picks, usually big guys, but not always big guys, but they're rough guys who have a high pain threshold, and they put them right in front of the net. So if there's a rebound when the puck hits the goalie, they can get it and smack it in. Or they can stand in front of the goalie and screen the shot coming in so it goes into the goal. And these guys take the most astounding abuse. They really get a pounding. They get knocked down with sticks, smacked over the head, banged all over the place, pushed around. This is what goes on, right? And this is what BAI is when it comes to the media. We stand in front of everything. We stand. Well, that's my voice. My voice is gone. Help. Get some water. The drama of radio. You're hearing it yourself right here. Lost my voice. So you'll hear me croak for the next few minutes until I get it back. Or maybe I'll never get it back. I sound very old, don't I? You have to work with what you have. Okay, so my voice is crawling back for a moment until I lose it again. So we stand out here in the front taking the bashing and taking the abuse. Oh, yeah, we're the perverted ones. We're the crazy ones. We're the hippies. Right. And we're the ones who are really acting out and really living the concept of the airwaves belonging to the people, of free speech. And yet, when our free speech is threatened, what does the New York Times do? Pays no attention whatsoever. Not one bit. Okay, I'm getting emergency cough drops being brought in. I think, actually, I'll end the show now because I can't speak. I'm choked up with emotion. So I'll be back Oh, thank you. A Hall's cough drop. You know these things called sterility and mescret? I can't do this. No, I'm cool. I'm all right. The show's almost over anyway. Okay, so I will be back next week with my voice all repaired, hopefully. And stay tuned. Fred Hershkowitz won't be on tonight. Stay tuned for Rocky, whoever Rocky is. Rocky has been here before, and Rocky will come in, but he's a little early right now. You're a little early right now, Rocky.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred.
Yeah, okay.
I'm Fred.
Yeah, I'm not Fred, and you're not Rocky. You're a guy who walked in early. Okay, so somebody named Rocky is going to come in and do some programming instead of Fred, and Fred will be back next week. Nothing wrong with Fred. He's just taking some time to be with his kids. The kids are off from school this week, so that is what he's doing, and he'll be back next week, as will I, and we will begin our regular programming, whatever that turns out to be. So, what do I have in here? Let me put in my regular theme song, and old Rocky can come in here and get set up. And he will introduce himself and no doubt play music and do whatever else he does, whatever a Rocky person does. Number 12, it's on the computer thing here. All right, so I will see you next week, and remember all these things I said. Watch what happens with BAI, and pay attention to how they are robbing you and cheating you and taking away your civil rights, and keep pledging to BAI, because we're the only place that will ever really tell you about that.
I would like to invite you to a celebration entitled Bells of freedom, a celebration of free speech from Cairo to Kerouac with David Amram and friends. Tia Cousin, Lakota flutist, singer, and educator. Lionel Hanamaka, virtuoso, jazz vocalist. Mark McGowan, trumpeter and band leader. Adira Amram, actress and narrator. And I will be the master of ceremonies. The February 24th event will be at 5 p.m. Call for reservations 845-358-8086. 845-359-1089. It will be at the Turning Point, a beautiful club in Piermont, New York, in Rockland County. You're invited, by the way, by the Rockland County Friends of WBAI.
Don't fight, I'll spot the tuning in the station and giving you bread. So the WBI will be alive and dead before. We gotta make it survive so that we can all feel alive.
Well, that didn't work. This is WBAI New York. Let's see what else there is.
Malachi McCourt, and this is WBAI Listener Sponsored Radio in New York City.
Grateful Dead and related configurations presents an original atmosphere of sound every week. Featuring live dead, plus an extreme diversification in music from blues, funk, hip-hop, classical, folk, and indigenous groove.
This Sunday morning, I'm Mark Leosa, your ear masseur, stimulating and sedating you with music, sound, spoken word, and the bird of the week. Ear massage is for clubbers coming in, birders going out, and pillow cuddlers. Ear massage, this Sunday, 5 a.m., tune in to WBAI for your ear massage. Enjoy.
And please don't forget that alternating with ear massage every first Sunday at 5 a.m. is Cosmic Debris. With me, Rocky, who will be on in just another moment. I'm subbing for Fred tonight, but first...
You're tuned to High Five. WBAI 99.5 on your FM dial, New York.
On Wall Street. Look sharp today, boys, especially you rookies, particularly in next month. That's why last night we expect heavy capital buying on the opening. Permits 1,000 deals and sales that you make more than 350,000 before convened. Get on the horn and your institution will report on their appetite as long as you're our top priority today. Okay, let's go to work.
Okay, let's go to work. It's 8 o'clock, and you're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio.